Blog Talk Radio.
This is the VOCR, the voice of the Canadian Rockets. The following information presented is the opinion of the speakers and not necessarily the opinion of the TerraJet Network. All information provided is gained from open source and available on the internet. Caveat emptor. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, madame and messieurs, boys and girls, mes enfants. Welcome to another edition of VOCR Radio. I am your host, Colin Knight, a.k.a. Guru Nostra. It's great to be here. Lots to get to tonight, so fill up your glasses, find your favorite seat, crank up the volume, and we'll be right back.
Of all the objectives we seek, first and foremost, is the establishment of lasting world peace. We know only too well that war comes not when the forces of freedom are strong. It is when they are weak that tyrants are tempted.
Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Ladies and gentlemen, the purveyor of political pontification.
Good evening, everyone. Glad you could make it tonight. It is Thursday, August the 7th, 2014, 7 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Mountain, 10 p.m. East Coast, 4 a.m. London, England, and 5 a.m. in Israel and Gaza. Currently, it is 23 degrees Celsius in Calgary, Alberta. That's about 72, 73 degrees Fahrenheit for our imperial friends. Now, tonight, we will continue our exploration of news and events which persist on eroding our freedoms around the world. We hope you will join in on the conversation by phone. If you're live, 347-324-3287. Or if you're listening on archive at a later time, you can always email me at vocr2012@gmail.com. And if you are listening to this on a live feed, why not head over to blogtalkradio.com, come to the TerraChatNet section, and join our virtual studio chat room. Real-time interaction with our team and other delightful listeners who pass questions from here and there. We have some special shout-outs tonight, but before I get to that, every so often in the background, you may hear a squealing. I have a fan that looks like it's about to kick off into the mortal coil. And if I disappear quickly, it'll be to put the fire out because the engine has burnt up. But anyway, I digress. Special shout-outs tonight. Gwen in Cardiff, England. Thanks for your information, Gwen. Appreciate it. John in Edinburgh, Scotland. Thanks for your contact, John. And to Shani Bear. Many happy returns, kiddo. And to the Scottish lass, happy you are feeling better. And of course, last but not least, the Southeast Brickie's much better half. Beth, it was good to see you again, if only from afar. And by the way, TAS is her mother's daughter.
Excuse me, Governor. You go mail.
First up is Jock from Aberdeen emailed. Guru, what is your opinion of the legacy left in the Middle East after the coalition forces shed blood and money to give those heathens a better society? And on a secondary note, should Scotland be allowed to secede UK rule?
Uh-oh.
Regards, Jock. Well, Jock, the deaths of Western forces in Iraq and Afghanistan were nothing more than sacrificial offerings to our enemies. Buildings and infrastructure which are now being dismantled, destroyed, and defaced by ISIS, Taliban, and Hamas et al. proves that societies in the Middle East cannot move forward into the 21st century until their bastardized understanding of man-made writings claimed as God's word or gospel through a warmongering tribesman experiences a reformation, much like the Christian faith experienced during the 16th century. Now remember, 200 years after Muhammad and Islam was proclaimed, 1600 years after the birth of Christ, and 2500 years after the revelation of God's word by Moses, Reformation. So Jock, I doubt that I shall be alive to see an Islamic Reformation. I don't see the billions of peaceful followers around the world in my lifetime overpowering a small faction of fundamental religious nutjobs. As for Scotland taking independence from the UK, that is more complicated as it first appears, much like the Quebec independence attempts in Canada. Scottish independence should be a matter for citizens of Scotland, and the ties that bind, the wounds that fester between Scotland and England must be addressed, must be resolved, and the wounds must be cauterized to prevent further loss of the shared blood both countries have given to create a powerful United Kingdom of Great Britain, which of course is England, Scotland, and Wales. So I hope that answers both of your questions. Diane from LA, I found your show from a link a friend sent to me with your YouTube broadcast a few weeks ago. The visual presentation supporting your statements was excellent. Well, thank you, Dan. I was very pleased to follow your link and listen to the past shows. Question, where is Night Talk Show lately? I hear all kinds of stories about UFOs and strange happenings. Keep up with the great work, Diane. Well, Diane, Night Talk lives, and we will air again sometime this month with probably a two-hour special. The reason Night Talk went dark is simple. The paranormal radio world exploded. There are hundreds and possibly thousands of stations, websites, blogs, pumping out a diatribe of claimed paranormal information. There are professional guests that troll through one radio network after another, pumping their books or their CDs or their videos, and not really getting to the heart of the information that people are searching for. Night Talk Radio is an independent service. We do not accept gratuities or fees for the information we provide, nor do we pay fees to our guests. We are an independent service, and Night Talk Radio will broadcast, but only when the value to our listeners warrants. We commit to you, the listener, and not necessarily the budding authors who wish to deepen the mystical murk. We commit to you that the information we provide will be of quality and the right quantity given the circumstances. So stay tuned, Diane. All will be revealed in time. Thank you for finding us on the net and also YouTube. Make sure you spread the good word. Okay, let's do one more. Malcolm from Timmins, Ontario wrote, great coverage on the Ontario election mess. You nailed it, brother. Thank you. Your female caller was opinionated and enlightened and definitely passionate about her beliefs and those of Ontarians. Unfortunately, Wynne, now Wynne is the re-elected Premier of Ontario, Kathleen Wynne. Unfortunately, Wynne was re-elected and her insane budget is now, what does Alberta think of this mess? Regards, Malcolm. Well, personally, I was shocked that Wynne made it back in. Equally shocked that Ontario voters allowed her budget to pass, and time will show whether her recovery plan will actually work. What is known is that the union pension debt and the influences unions have over the government in Ontario will make or break the province. We shall be discussing this and, of course, some Alberta politics later in the show. So thanks for your email, Malcolm. I do appreciate it, and keep it coming. So let's take a pit stop, recharge your libations, smoke them if you got them. When we return, we shall dive headfirst into the murky waters of provincial, national, and international politics. We invite you to stay tuned.
The Voice continues after this.
Mr. Speaker, I thought nothing this president could ever say or do would surprise me anymore. But this flushed and breathless rush to embrace terrorists launching rockets at Israeli children is an unprecedented act of cowardice and betrayal.
Now, we've impeached a president for lying about sex with an intern. A president has resigned in the face of certain impeachment for covering up a burglary. Why wouldn't we impeach this president for not protecting and defending Americans in the bloodbath known as Benghazi?
Josh, you've got Attorney General Eric Holder came out and he said that the inflow of Westerners into the civil war in Syria is, quote, the most frightening thing, more frightening than anything I have seen as Attorney General. You had the foreign policy experts in the Wall Street Journal talk about how this is instability not seen since the 1970s. Basically an all-out war, what's looking like an all-out war in Israel and Palestinian territories. You see the situation with terrorist group taking over vast territory in Iraq and in Syria. You see Russian aggression in Ukraine. You see concerns about Chinese aggression in the South China Sea. It doesn't seem like a time to be touting tranquility on the international scene. I mean, do you think the president's foreign policy bears any responsibility for any of this, or there's anything that he can do about any of this?
347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
And let's take a quick dip and a little swim through provincial politics before we get to the national stuff. Here in Alberta, we have a number of provincial politicians, both in government and in opposition, with their panties in a bunch. Apparently, the ex-premier, Alison Redford, who resigned as premier in March under a cloud of financial chicanery, has again resigned her MLA seat. Now, that's the member of the Legislative Assembly seat. When revelations were leaked about the private government fleet of jets. Apparently, the Premier did not wish to share, and her staff or someone would book all seats under fictitious passenger names and then cancel the seats just prior to departure, assuring that the Premier had a private jet to official functions. Now, it's all a little bit sordid, if you ask me, but the upper politicians are all known to be crooked and corrupt. Corrupted by the openness of taxpayer coffers, expense accounts, meetings. Career politicians and bureaucrats have learned the system. They can hide, sneak, pilfer at any whim. And when discovered, they can play ignorant of the game or unable to understand the rules, much like the now suspended Senator Duffy and Senator Whelan's troubles. Or maybe we should say suspended, much like the alleged Senator Duffy. The old guard wanted rid of Alison Redford, first from the provincial leadership position, and then as a member of the legislative. The old guard got what they want. And today, the Auditor General's report is tabled for review, which outlines the financial transgressions of the previous Premier to a Canadian politician. This is like an impeachment. So within the next 18 months, the ruling Conservatives, led by a politically elected internal member, shall lead the province into the next election. The opposition party, known as Wild Rose Party, shall be nipping at the Conservative heels, and some believe, with good question, that they have a good chance at dethroning the long-held Conservative government seat. By the way, footnote, Wild Rose are breakaway Conservatives. Now, in a statement issued late today, former Premier Alison Redford used government airplanes inappropriately for personal and partisan purposes, according to the Alberta Auditor General report. In the report released Thursday, the Auditor General found that the aura of power around Redford and her staff led to a perception that the influence of the office should not be questioned. Overall, the expense practices and use of public assets by Premier Redford and her office have fallen short of publicly stated goals. Now, he's been pretty rough on her. He thinks, anyway. And he stated, we observed a tendency to work around or ignore rules in order to fulfill requests coming from the Premier's office in ways that, are you ready for this, in ways that avoided leaving the Premier with personal responsibility for decisions. Go figure. Where have we heard this before? Plausible deniability. In provincial government, plausible deniability. Now, for those of you that are following Alberta politics, what's your opinion on Redford? Do you believe in plausible deniability? 347-324-3287. Or by email at a later time, vocr2012@gmail.com.
347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. Voice your opinion. Participate in your future. Become engaged in socio-political events. Say your piece. We are VOCR, the voice of the Canadian Rockies on blogtalkradio.com.
Now, as we look east into Ontario, Canada, Kathleen Wynne, the newly re-elected Liberal Premier, facing a projected $12.5 billion budget shortfall this year and expected to run deficits for another 3 years before balancing its books magically. The Liberals have already warned public servants that there's no more money for wage increases, almost like biting the hand that got her elected. Ontario is in fiscal trouble. The Liberal mismanagement and cronyism continues to take the province into the abyss. Ontario used to be the center of Canadian heavy manufacturing. It is now bordering on a have-not province. Their costs are skyrocketing. The union contracts are coming up for renewal. And all those union workers who put their faith in their union premier are now second-guessing their decision.
347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. Voice your opinion. Participate in your future. Become engaged in socio-political events. Say your piece. We are VOCR, the voice of the Canadian Rockies on blogtalkradio.com. And now, a weekly opinion from Guru Says. Information supplied by tonight's guest or host remain the opinion of the speaker and not necessarily the opinion of the TerraChat Network or its affiliates. If you wish to respond to a statement, we invite you to call the show live at 347-324-3287 or email vocr2012@gmail.com. Over the last month or so, throughout the world, there has been a campaign of hate against Israel and Jews. Not since the Holocaust of the Second World War have Jews been persecuted in such a way. Some, who shout the loudest, claim that Israel is purposefully murdering innocent civilians and children in Gaza. Hamas have executed a powerful disinformation plan, much like the Nazis did against the Jews prior to World War II. Those who protest against Israel, Palestinians, who have escaped to the West for a better life, have brought with them ancient hatred and violence in our cities around the world, claiming their right to destroy our societies and peace in the name of a bastardized
religious fervor. In Canada, we pride ourselves of freedom of speech. We encourage citizens to dispute and protest peacefully. But when the peaceful action is broken into violence or hate speech, it is incumbent upon every Canadian and the protective agencies to stand up against their tactics and prevent its vile message from spreading like a cancer. Canada is one of the most peaceful countries in the world, and to hear Palestinian protesters chant Nazi slogans and call for death of Jews and Israel, the line must be drawn. Those who prefer violence to enforce their warped understanding of beliefs need to be rooted out, charged for hate crime, convicted and stripped of citizenship, and then deported. There is no place in the 21st century and a free society for their cancer of hate to exist. There is no place in this world for ancient hate based on race or religion. If you wish to protest, do it peacefully. If you wish to debate, do it respectfully. If you wish to commit violence, then take that violence back to the place you escaped from and see how far that gets you. My God does not demand anything of me. My God doesn't expect anything of me. My God has given guidelines, and it is my free will and choice to follow or ignore. So if you choose to commit violence to prove your points or to show your religious fervor, you do not belong in Western society. Instead of attempting your futile verbal and physical threats, why not return to the land you deserted and to your heart's content commit whatever violence you require to show your deity that life is not worth living? I'm sure our society will be better for your return. I am good. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
Jeez, I almost scared myself there. Over the last few weeks here in Calgary and around the world, there have been protests and demonstrations regarding the Palestinian issue and Israel. Demonstrations and protests from both sides, I may add. And in Calgary, during a verbal altercation at a supposed peace rally, several Israeli supporters were accosted and their personal space violated, ending up in these people having to attend the hospital for some care. You can check out YouTube and see the last YouTube show, and you'll see the information up there on the screen. Now, let me make this very, very clear. In Canada, accosting anybody because of their speech is illegal. Yet, like the tree that falls in the forest, the police in Calgary have yet to lay any charges on the cam phone perpetrators who choose to escalate peace to violence in the name of some bastardized cause. In Europe, it is, of course, much more dangerous. Burning of cars and roadblocks, maniacal teenagers looting, all young male adults, chanting words indoctrinated into them as the Lord's Prayer was indoctrinated into Christians, destroying the very fabric of our society with welcome them with open arms, and attempted to nurture and mend the losses that many had experienced. But to no avail. To no avail. We opened our homes and we gave opportunities. Is it too late?
The fact is, we had four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make?
Peace is made by the fact of strength, economic, military, and strategic. Peace is lost when such strength disappears, or just as bad, is seen by an adversary as disappearing.
Seven, 347-324-3287.
I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal before this decade is out of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the earth.
I'm a United States Senator and a Vice President of the United States for one reason, because I was educated. I was educated.
John's last-minute economic plan does nothing to tackle the number one job facing the middle class, and it happens to be, as Barack says, a three-letter word, jobs. J-O-B-S, jobs.
347-324-3287, 347-324-3287.
Yeah, jobs. And over the years, I visited and camped out in a number of internet chat services, in political rooms, of course. And in that time, which is well over a decade, I've yet to find a true discussion and debate about serious issues, pros and cons. Rarely do I hear a Democrat or a liberal calmly discuss with a conservative or New Democrat, or any combination thereof, without some historical insult hurled or slanderous claims of past leaders being slopped around. And in one particular room, when the conversation is turned against the old guard, then it appears like body parts and insults and homophobic rants begin. If it wasn't so pathetic to hear, I got to tell you, some of it you could consider it as funny. But unfortunately, it's delivered in such a harsh, sick, twisted way that all you can do is just, I don't know, shake your head, I guess. Guess that's all you could do.
But I think the important thing to understand is that we can't enable our population to be under continuous rocket fire. I mean, I just want you to imagine the United States being bombarded, not in one city or two cities, but in every city between New York and Colorado. Maybe 20% of the United States would be exempt from this. 80% of your citizens would have to be in bomb shelters or ready to go into bomb shelters within a minute to a minute and a half max. You can't, no country can accept that. We can't accept that. And we'll take the necessary action to stop it.
That Hamas does not care about the lives of Palestinians, does not care about the lives of Israelis or Americans. They don't care about their own lives. They consider dying for the sake of their ideology a way of worship. And how can you continue in that society? Well, Hamas is not seeking coexistence and compromise. Hamas is seeking conquest and taking over. And by the way, Israel, the destruction of the state of Israel is not Hamas' final destination. Hamas' final destination is building the Islamic Khilafah, which means an Islamic state on the rubble of every other civilization. These are the ultimate goals of the movement.
347-324-3287, 347-324-3287.
And as we come out of break, we have on the line with us tonight, Joanne from the great state of New York, from New York City. Good evening, Joanne. Welcome back to VOCR.
Well, it's good to be back to talk to you once again, because I was listening, and you did again hit on a few subjects that I would like to have my say about.
And absolutely.
I called originally, I wanted to talk about the, you know, violence in the world and have my say about it, but then you started to talk about the chat rooms. And mm-hmm. I really want to focus on that for a few minutes because
absolutely.
It's so bizarre. Whether it's the chat rooms, chat forums, anywhere on the internet, Facebook, all the social media type, people, I don't know why, but they get this false courage because they would never, I believe, be this way face-to-face with you in a room if you were having a discussion on these subjects. However, because they can hide behind a computer screen, they come out with this violence and anger that takes us all back. It's you're taken back when you see this coming out of the people.
Yeah.
And this is something that you and I have discussed many times before over the years, and they are vile and they are foul and they are full of hate and they are close-minded and just the most angry, bitter people in the world. And the one thing that I never could understand was why. And why I'm asking you this is you and I both know that people that can afford white, because they don't work, I guess, or have very little responsibility or responsibility they take care of, mm-hmm. tend to be the ones that are spending hours and hours in chat rooms. Maybe that's why they're so bitter and full of hatred.
Well, we've talked of this before, and I think of it like a transference, if you will. I think many of these people have got trapped into the chat rooms, and their reality has been transferred. And what I mean by that is I believe whoever they are in that chat room is almost an alter ego of who they are around their friends and their family. In other words, if they're meek and mild in reality, they're very aggressive in chat. And that seems to fit with 90% of the characters that I've observed over the years. And that concerns me, because one of these days, they're going to forget which is make-believe and which is real. And once they start believing the garbage that they're spouting, then we're in serious trouble.
Yeah, and maybe they'll forget some time and point that hatred at someone who will bop them right in the nose.
Well, you know, it has definitely happened before, I'll tell you for sure. I know of a couple of instances where a couple of these people have met for coffee, and one's ended up on his backside with a bloody nose. And I know a couple of instances of that from the various rooms that I've traveled in. So what else was on your mind? What does New York City think about what's going on?
Oh, it's split like everywhere else in the world. You know, the same thing that you were talking about at the beginning of your show. You have pros and cons on all sides, and a lot of opinions and nothing actually happening from it. But
right.
The danger of what goes on with the people behaving like that in these chat rooms and so forth and so on, is that you're right. They start to believe their nonsense or think that their opinions are correct on these things. And let's say they come out and they decide that they hate all Jews in the world and are against Israel and they don't care what happens there and blah, 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 blah. I can guarantee you that this is the same person who has never been hurt, never been to war, never smelled death, has never seen death in the context of war, and has no idea what I'm trying to say of what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Now, with that said, that this is all fantasy to them. Mm-hmm. Well, Colin, it isn't fantasy. It's actually happening. And being detached in their minds that this is something I play with in chat rooms or watch on TV, but once I go out the front door, it has nothing to do with me, is
right.
The danger that we are suffering from. And trust me, we will all be suffering from it, because this falling apart of society and the economy and the world's peace is not going to be something that doesn't touch you people. It's going to end up touching every single one of them. You tell me, what is that detachment? Why can't they figure out that this isn't an arguing point? This isn't a debate in your freshman year at college for a grade.
This is
the
real world.
Real life and death, right.
Yeah.
And they
One thing I've come to realize is that because they haven't been to war or they haven't been in those circles. They don't quite understand that with every action that is performed by any military organization, either paramilitary or military, they already know to a certain percentage of the casualties from fatalities to wounded. Nothing happens at the spur of the moment, and unfortunately many soldiers are considered cannon fodder, no different than they were 200 years ago. And that's the point I'm trying to make. Hamas fire a couple of rockets that they hope to hit something, and they're either taken out or they're allowed to land because they're not going to hit anything, and they get pounded almost into oblivion each time, and yet they think this is the answer to getting their own way. You know, Israel has offered to extend the 3-day ceasefire in Gaza, which started on Tuesday, and Hamas have turned around and said, no, we can't do that until all of our demands are being met. And the U.S. president has said, on a more durable truce requires risks being taken by leaders on both sides. And then I think to myself, well, Israel, you know, 7 times they tried to calm down Hamas, and 7 times they broke the ceasefire and led at it again, and Israel defended themselves. And it bothers me that the BBC, which I've always considered to be a very valuable piece of information, a very non-political, until lately. And the news read today that more than 1,800 Palestinians, mostly civilians, and 67 Israelis, mainly soldiers, have died in the conflict. A Thai national in Israel was also killed. And then it goes on to say that Gaza's health ministry listed 1,867 people as killed. The UN says more than 1,300 were civilians and more than 400 were children. And I call bullshit. Israel already released 960-some Hamas operatives were killed in the strikes. And as I mentioned earlier, Hamas have penetrated a very strong propaganda campaign against Israel. And each claim that Hamas makes is refuted with video, telemetry, witness statements, yet mainstream media, the rating whores, forget to report both sides, and they side on the side of Hamas because they were permitted to videotape dead children. And the anti-Semitism, frankly, disgusts me. And I'm not a Jew. I'm Christian. But I'm tired of this. I grew up with it as a child, listening to the stories of World War II. And I'm in the 21st century, for God's sake. It makes no sense to me.
It doesn't. And, you know, Israel is tough. They're a tough nation of people. And whether the world can understand it or not, they are not going to sit there while terrorists lob rockets at them.
Exactly.
And they should not have to.
We wouldn't.
Nope, I wouldn't. You wouldn't. There isn't a country in the world that would.
If Canada started lobbing missiles into the United States, you know, the first 130 miles of the border would be obliterated, and it would be over. That would be
right,
it. You know,
right,
like,
right.
But we can't do that when Hamas does it.
Well, it seems, you know, what did they say? The same action repeated over and over and over, and anticipating a different reaction is the definition of insanity.
Yeah.
You know, all of this has to stop. The world can't seem to get a grasp on this terrorist part of the situation.
Do you know what I'm expecting? I'll tell you. This is what I expect to happen in the Middle East in the final outcome. I expect that the United Nations are going to wangle their way in and create exactly what they did with North and South Korea, the temporary fix of a demarcation zone that will be patrolled by UN forces. And this temporary fix will end up being a permanent fix. and the Israelis will have the responsibility of manning the borderways to allow for open trade, and and we'll be no better off than we are now, because UN forces guarding anything. They've been guarding the Gaza Strip since the late 70s, and I have to tell you that's one deployment that everybody hates with a crying passion, because some of those guys don't even have bullets in their guns. Seriously,
oh,
I mean, it's silliness. It's United Nations. You know, kumbaya, let's be nice to everybody and love everybody as we love ourselves, you know? Here's something for you. Here's something for you, and this should stick in Mr. Obama's craw a little. Prime Minister Stephen Harper has authorized Canada to send military equipment to the Ukrainian government as Russian troops amass on the border, and Defense Minister Rob Nicholson at Canadian Forces Base Trenton on Thursday said a series of flights will deliver helmets, ballistic eyewear, protective vests, and tents, among other Canadian military items, to Ukraine forces. Now, this came when NATO had put out the warning about possible ground invasion by Russia, and NATO Secretary General Andrei Rasmussen on Thursday called on Russia to step back from the brink. Find that a very ominous statement.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say anymore about the state of humanity, and mankind, and the constant aggression and killing and violence, and the terror that terrorists have put into the entire world, where they just are like horrified of them to the point where they will not stand up to them at all.
Yeah.
And that's what it looks like to me. And they will not be taken out of the equation because everyone is so afraid of them.
Yeah.
And that's a problem now. I also fear what's going on in Africa, and not the Ebola virus, which is absolutely horrible. I saw pictures in the paper of families throwing their dying family members into the street to rot and die.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that type of thing to me is so unthinkable and so terrible. I mean, I understand you don't want to be infected and deal with it or find a way, but you don't throw human beings in the street to die when they're that sick. But
you have to realize, though, you are stepping back how many years in social standing to understand what hygiene is and to fully comprehend the dangers of, you get rid of a dead body, but it is still festering with Ebola or bubonic plague or whatever the heck it's carrying, and the rats get a hold of it and it transmits it straight back into your household. You know, we went through the Black Plague, the bubonic plague, throughout Europe in the 1600s, and it appears that we are trying to use today's understanding of health against nations that don't have that experience when it comes to
even
the type of things.
They don't have
all the supplies,
like clean water and soap, right, to even deal
exactly.
with this.
So
what gets me is that we're at that level on this planet, in so many places in the world, that we are just killing savage animals in every single form you can think of, and we are not progressing as a species at all, in my opinion.
Well,
not at all.
As I've said before, they claim that man, Homo sapien, has been around for about 50,000 years. And in 50,000 years, we are still beating each other about the head and shoulders with a club to get our own way. And this is the 21st century. And when you've got dogs still on, still barking like Vladimir Putin, the KGB-trained politician, he only has one love for Mother Russia. and his elite class of government henchmen and his 23-year-old wife who will be traded for whatever comes along, you know, and chooses his fancy the next time. You know, this is Russia we're talking about, the hardest, coldest, dankest place on earth that has committed some of the most atrocious crimes against their own people that you could ever imagine. I mean, we talk about democracy. The Russians, if they don't like you, they kill you.
Oh, those Russians.
Nasty people, I'm telling you.
There's many, not just them, there are many nasty people in this world, and that's my point. I don't think that we are civil enough to stop what we're doing at this point. There are some that understand that we are completely just savage animals, and then there are those that just don't care. And
right.
The ones that just don't care are the ones that concern me, because those are the ones that you and I are living with. And I will tell you that I was in a hospital, and the newspaper out here is called the Newsday. It's a Long Island big newspaper. And I was watching, and there's nothing to do except read the paper when you're sitting waiting for your turn to go do what. And I watched one after another person look at the headlines, and the headlines on this one page was a colored picture of these dead, and the guys laying in the street were in their 20s.
Right.
These young people thrown like garbage in the street, dying in Africa.
Yep.
And
yep.
I watched the reaction of the people, because when I picked it up, I was mortified. I thought, what have we become? And
well,
I watched the people, and this was reaction we got. I got. They looked at it. They thumbed through paper a little bit. They threw it down. They yawned. They cracked their gum. And they walked around and looked for what else they could do.
Yep.
It did not affect them at all.
No, it didn't have a Kardashian on the script, you know. I mean, it's just that's the way we become. Where the media, the mainstream media, the rating hordes, as I call them, they have what we watch down to a fine science, to the point that their manipulation of how we think is almost complete. I have talked to a number of people that can quote chapter and verse of MSNBC or Fox News or CNN, chapter and verse, and yet they have no independent thought. I asked this the other day in one of the rooms. I said, you know, the West, we enact trade embargoes and restrictions to punish Putin as the president heads off to vacation while Rome burns. You know, Putin has shown absolutely no fear of Obama or Obama's abilities or inabilities. And under Obama's watch, I've watched the military have been demoralized, degraded, and demobbed. Pink slips being sent to soldiers in the combat areas while military personnel are still deployed in some of the most dangerous areas in the world. The upper brass have been pensioned, court-martialed, or died in some way or another. And fighting forces in all three branches have been drawn down to what some say is below safe security levels. I've watched Obama try and slash budgets, defense weapons R&D, all in this hemorrhagic attempt to stop the federal bleeding out of taxpayer dollars and at the risk of becoming an undefendable country. I mean, it bothers me because Putin sits there as a fat cat. He's going to eat whatever he wants just because he's put an embargo and denied access to certain food products. Doesn't mean to say that Putin or his upper-class henchmen are going to be any less fat, you know. They'll have their fresh fruit, their pork, their vegetables, but they might even have the one drink that apparently has now been banned in Russia, which I think, if it's anything like North America, they're going to get themselves into some pretty nasty protests. Coca-Cola, for God's sake, has now been banned in Russia. It's all over for them. Take away a man's Coke and you know, that could be a nasty piece of work. We have to do a quick break here, Joe. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
I often tell groups, because I'm often asked, what can we do about the political dysfunction? Well, first of all, I don't care whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, a Libertarian, I don't care what you are. Don't vote for someone who proudly says he or she will never compromise.
Michael and I also want to acknowledge your son Jack, who's deployed today.
But my father came from a Kenyan family that includes generations of Muslims. As a boy, I spent several years in Indonesia and heard the call of the Azan at the break of dawn. But I have known Islam on three continents before coming to the region where it was first revealed. That experience guides my conviction.
You're absolutely right that John McCain has not talked about my Muslim faith.
As the Holy Quran tells us, the Holy Quran teaches that, the Holy Quran tells us, and the Holy Quran also says, we will convey our deep appreciation for the Islamic faith, which has done so much over the centuries to shape the world.
That Hamas does not care about the lives of Palestinians, does not care about the lives of Israelis or Americans. They don't care about their own lives. They consider dying for the sake of their ideology a way
don't
of worship.
Don't give them any money. Find somebody of your party who's sensible, who understands the legislative process, who's not going to Washington proudly to destroy what our founders built.
This is a record of failure. President Obama and too many of like him in Washington have refused to make difficult decisions because they are more worried about their next election than they are about the next generation.
347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. Voice your opinion. Participate in your future. Become engaged in socio-political events. Say your piece. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
And if you do have an intent of calling, you better do it now. We're moving into the final 9 minutes of the show. Obama and his dance troupe seem to be playing a very dangerous game with this threat of overreached executive powers. I've heard that the fear that Obama will breach the U.S. Constitution without reprisal from the Republican opposition party it seems to be getting louder. And, Boehner's statements certainly didn't put impeachment on the table. It sounded like impeachment was dead. What do you think?
I don't know what to think about all of that. I don't know how the man is still in the White House, number one. And number two, I do believe that he is, without a doubt, the worst president that the United States has ever had to endure. And my feelings are so strong that sometimes I think it might be best if he does nothing, which
right.
is what he has been doing, and does not make any drastic moves in the Mideast or with Russia or, in fact, with anything, because he's so inadequate and completely unprepared and overwhelmed. He doesn't know what he's doing, and for him to just do anything at this point might be more disastrous. Maybe he's best just sent on vacation and kept on vacation until we can get rid of him. I mean, that's how bad I think that this man is.
Yeah, the way I see it is it's all dependent upon these midterm elections. If the Republicans pick up 6 Senate seats in the Senate, then I can see a full impeachment being completed without the Democrats being able to block it. So, what I say tonight at 7 minutes to the end of the show, Republicans, if you sincerely wish to hobble the current president, and allow Joe Biden to become the next president until the next federal election, then get off your backside and vote in the midterms. Send Republicans to the Senate. And Democrats and liberals, if you also believe in your president as much as you claim you do, then do likewise. Exercise your right to vote and see if you can influence who goes up to the Senate and the Congress, because things have got to change. The American government is no different than the Canadian government. Some of these people have been there so long, they're part of the furniture, and they just show up and vote every so often when they feel like it, and that's about it. And, you know, the massive paycheck and great benefits and, you know, a pension for life and blah, blah, blah. You know, these upper politicians, you know, they're in the lap of luxury, never mind the president, right?
Well,
and
until the America begins to understand how much they're going to lose and how deadly all the things that are going on can be to them in their households, in their town, in their faces, I don't see them getting off and breaking the suction of that chair and getting out to vote. Because in the past, they have disgusted and let me down personally as an American by not voting. And that's what's gotten us in this mess in the first place. So
and that's
I
half
don't,
the problem
you know, you've
here, too.
Got to get and vote.
And,
if,
and that's
you know,
half the problem
else.
Here. Yeah, even in the provincial elections, you know, 32% get out and vote. And out of that 32%, you know, 17% make the decision because the majority rules, right? So, you know, 32% to 17% of the population makes the decision for the other 83%, you know. And we're 5 minutes out, and I wanted to get to this before we close tonight. And I'm glad you called, Joe. This will wind you up, if nothing else. Illegal immigration on the U.S.-Mexican border. It reaching, obviously, a fevered pitch over the last couple of months, and hundreds of civilian Minutemen are now patrolling the Texas border, along with the National Guard sent in by Perry. Illegals are being arrested and detained, and many of them are being sent back to the country of origin. A fraction of those are still in custody, but far fewer unaccompanied immigration children are crossing the Texas-Mexican border now, allowing the federal government to close some temporary shelters. What I'm concerned about is the stories that are coming out sound all la-di-da, la-di-da, but they don't mention the 63,000 illegals that have already been deposited around the country with promises to show up for some kind of immigration hearing. Now, there's no way in hell these kids are going to show up. They're gone. They're in the system. Welfare has swallowed them up and buried them, and you can't get information from a welfare file. It is classified. And, you know, the 60, 65,000 of these illegal immigrants are now in the United States, you know, and it bothers me that there's no way of recapturing them unless you get lucky. But
I think those numbers are very low. I think it's probably more like double that. And I think it's been going on. I would love to talk to you. I have to call right away another time. I'd like to discuss this with you because I have a lot to say about how the people are coming into this country and the numbers. I think the numbers are very low that is being reported. I think it's triple.
I'm sure we will get to it, Joe. And as we move,
and also I want to talk more about the people and their attitudes and relationship to reality, and what's causing it. And we really need to talk about that as well as terrorists and Africa. These subjects that we need to talk about. Because people are just deaf, dumb, and blind to what's going on.
I am putting them on the list for next week. We're definitely going to break that wide open. Joe, it's been an absolute pleasure. I truly thank you for your input. And
I'm going to be back.
Good girl. That's what we like to hear. Thanks, Joe. Hopefully, New York City is back to you. Take care now. And Joe from New York City, an old chat correspondent person that I used to deal with. Nice to hear. As we go into the final 2 minutes, the late night reports that U.S. Air Force and Marines are now conducting food aid drops in Iraq for those fleeing the ISIS control. It's not known if these aid drops are supported by Armed Defensive Services, but we are sure that they are. We're not sure what the rules of engagement are. If a plane or a chopper is attacked, not sure what the retaliation will be. So there have been reports that U.S. aircraft are conducting bombing runs against ISIS. However, the Pentagon are denying at this time. and we have no corroborating evidence. So we're going to stay away from that until we can support the information. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't believe we've blown through an hour. It was great talking to you all. Hopefully we'll get your feedback. And next time, maybe you can pick up the phone like Joe from New York City did. Pick up the phone and call in and let us know how you feel. But if you'd like to do it by email, no problem at all. VOCR2012@gmail.com. VOCR2012@gmail.com. Drop me a line. Let me know. If there's anything you're interested in discussing, let me know. We can put it up on the schedule. Ladies and gentlemen, we gotta say it.
Got a minute? We all have busy lives, and sometimes we forget the small things in life that make many people happy. We work hard, and we earn a great deal of money, or we hope to, and we spend a great deal of money. And yet there are those in our world who have no money to spend. There are those in this world that are fighting for survival as we speak. Give a moment to think of those people. Do what you can as a good human being. Do what you can to help their world be a little brighter. Good night, and we'll catch you back here on the next edition of VOCR Radio. This has been a TerrorCast Network production.